The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation. Foundation. Foundation.
The Foundation of Hearts Grant is brought to you by Alive, Bond for Bones, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, ESC Distributors Limited, Grand Bahama News, the IAAF World Relays Bahamas, and Popeyes.
Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company. The Foundation. It is a beautiful day. 18 years ago, my wife was in labor with my son. She, my first son. I was extremely excited to be able to see exactly what in there, holding her hand, telling her, "Don't pray, don't cry, baby. I got you." She telling me what? Well, I said, "Baby, let's just be faithful." Doing the whole thing. Today, my son celebrates his 18th birthday out there in the United States of America. He's in North Carolina doing his thing. Sent me a picture of himself the other day. Oh, I had this. Oh, my God. I had a great talk with him. Just want to be decent with y'all as we start the show off. Let me do this. Don't fight me. Had a great talk with him. I said, "Listen, don't go over there and getting your hair long and plaiting your hair. Next thing you know, people profiling you." He wanted to get earrings. He wanted to get his pairs, right? He wanted to do all these things, right? He do all these things. "Well, Daddy, you did this when you was young." And listen, man, it was a different time. And if I'd known better then I would tell you what I know now. So I said, "Don't go over there and do all these things." He sent me a picture the other day, hit me up on the video call. Getting his hair plait. I say, "Who's the gentleman plaiting your hair, right?" He say, "Wow, Daddy, wow. You can't do nothing with these children. You really can love them. And pray that the Father put them back on the course that they're supposed to be on with focus." I think all of us fall in the same category. There's many, oh my God, I had an afro big as a small Nissan Note. That's how big the afro was. Humongous walking up and down in Maroc. So I just want to say happy birthday to my son. Destin por Dios Grant, his middle name means by God, right? Or for God, right? It's a wonderful thing to be able to be a father. He's changed a great deal of perspective in my life in terms of my responsibility, application, and the focus that I should move forward with. I want to say happy birthday to him and just pray that the Father continues to be able to bless him and gives him clarity, heightens his discernment, and his ability to be able to be empathetic and apply his purpose to where he's been called to. I think it's important. I continue to be able to pray for him, as I pray for all of us, to find the purpose and find that space that we were called to in this life. Happy birthday, Destin. I pray that the Father continues to be able to bless. I don't know if you're listening to this, but I just pray that the Father continues to be able to bless him. He's going to be home in a couple weeks from school and vacation and whatnot, and he better bring some good grades. It's a beautiful day, ladies and gentlemen. I'm grateful to you if you're celebrating a birthday out there. My uncle's also celebrating a birthday. Uncle Oliver Hepburn. Oliver Hepburn. He's celebrating his birthday down there in Grand Bahama. Pray that the Father continues to be able to bless him. My wife's late mother passed away a few years back. Celebrated a birthday yesterday. Well, she would have been celebrating a birthday yesterday. That's Eloise Presenti. Eloise Poitier Presenti. And you know, all those persons celebrating a birthday, I want to say happy birthday to you. I got a couple texts about birthdays. If you want to be able to text me, I'll be more than happy to shoot that out there and read it for you guys and say exactly what's what. Well, it's a beautiful day. I want to be as decent as possible as we do this. And I say to you, pick up the Guardian newspaper. And always as this at this time, though we're celebrating birthdays, I think it's incumbent upon us to be able to recognize the kind of depth and the weight to the newspapers, both national papers today, as we always identify this time for persons who've transitioned and passed on. We look at the obituary section, we could be able to see those persons who we love or we've known for some time or we haven't seen in a long time, and now they're making their sort of final farewell right in the papers. You can pick up the papers and see the obituary section. If you're one of the persons that are actually dealing with kind of the loss of a loved one, I always try to be as decent as possible and say this to you. If you're dealing with the loss of a loved one and you need to figure out, well, who doing the body? Is that what we say? Yeah, well, who's going to have the body? I think it's important that we recognize that the life that was has a little bit more living to live as they depart. And you want to be able to capture that. You want to be able to capture the essence of who these people are. You want to be able to capture the personality. You want to be able to present them the way that they presented themselves, or even better, as they transition and we say our final farewells to them. I always say to you, go check out my good, decent people over at Butler's Funeral Homes and Crematorium. They are located on Ernest and York Street. They'd be more than happy to assist you with questions, with counsel, whatever you need in this sort of a, you know, this rough period in your life. We continue to be able to pray for those persons who've passed away. And just pray that the Father continues to bless you, watch over you. But if you're looking for someone to be able to capture the life and essence of your loved one, give them a call. Butler's Funeral Homes and Crematorium. Butler's Funeral Homes and Crematorium. Shout out to my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They get everything laid out for you. Good and decent people. Everything laid out for you. I'm always happy to kind of talk about them. Persons are texting me, Howard, what about life insurance? What about health insurance? What about this insurance? I'm going to bring Ethric Bow on again to have further conversations about some of their other portfolios and their expansion to what they offer. We've been focused relentlessly in being able to talk about the insurance for vehicles and what he's been doing. He's come on and have great conversations with us about the fact that you can come in and get in-house financing for your SDs, your taxis, your jitneys, all those particular, you can do that in-house financing. So if you spend a chunk of change being able to get the 5 vehicles, 10 vehicles, however much, you don't have to worry about the chunk of change that you need in a couple months before you can actually get them on the road. Come there, have a conversation with them now, commit to some things. You can get in-house financing. They're open from Monday to Saturday, Monday to Saturday. So check them out on Saturdays. The Saturdays, they're open from 9 a.m. to about 2 p.m., 9 a.m. to about 2 p.m., and you can be able to check them out. Give them a call at 341-1AFS, 341-1AFS. They can take very good care of you. They're located number 407 Blue Hill Road South. Good, decent people. Also, I got a shout out to my good, decent people over at Da Vinci Printing Innovators. I got to say that. I think it's important, just as we continue to be able to have these conversations about loved ones transitioning, there are some parts in that we miss out. We try to identify the most hip person in our family. All right, this one was young enough. Let him do all the booklets. He can do the booklets. If you don't know where to go, if you've been tasked with the responsibility of being able to do the booklets for a wedding, for a funeral, for this kind of a fancy position and being able to do whatever you do as it relates to what's happening for baby christening. I know some of y'all has run out, right? You want to do the whole thing and do formality to it. You can go check my good, decent people over at Da Vinci Printing Innovators. They got everything available for you. They're in the Village Road Plaza, right on the side of the bank. You can see them in their beautiful place. Even if you're in the market and you're walking in there trying to figure out what you can get somebody, something nice, right? Flowers is too much. Oh my God, if I get them flowers, they might think I like them. These people don't know the difference between the colors of flowers. You sending them red flowers, it's too much. Go and get yourself one of those nice little booklets, little journal, little something. Nice little stocking stuffers, little basket stuffers, right? and present that to them. Da Vinci's got everything there. They got tumblers, they got mugs, they got the whole nine, and they do fresh printing. So if you got your envelopes, your tithing envelopes, your pastor seed envelopes, talk to me. You can go down there and check them out, right? There, you can check them out on the website also. It's DaVinciPrinting242.com. DaVinciPrinting242.com. We're here live and in full effect, ladies and gentlemen, today being able to chop down all that we can, all that we must, to have great conversations with you. I got my guest in the house with me, Windsor Lakes. They're going to be talking to us about some stuff they got going on. Had a very good friend stop by me over the weekend and said that he was looking for a piece of property. And Windsor is going, almost gone. We're going to talk to them. Let me take this quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen, on this Small Business Thursday. And be right back after this.
Foundation.
Are you ready for the best of the best? Keep the Vibe Alive Music Group up for sound promotion, and Guardian Radio presents the best of the best Reconscript Explosion Concert. Mark your calendars for May 11th as Super Club Breeze's Grounds Ignite with Bahamian Talent, featuring KB, Gino D, Funky D, Veronica Bishop, The Brylanders, Avi, Elon Moxie, and Shine 242. Join the Falcons, Iron Store, Jovi Pierre, Johnny Cake, Mama D, Nishi LS, Pat Rami, Stevie S, and Shad Colley, and the VIPs for an electrifying night of music and culture. Tickets are flying, so grab yours now. Available online at BahamasEtickets.com or swing by the Beauty Shack on Soldier Road and Carmichael Road. This is the event of the year. The best of the best rake and scrape explosion at Breezes Resorts. Gates open at 6 p.m. Don't miss out on the Bahamian Magic.
Why settle for an ordinary burger when you can indulge in the new Farmhouse King at Burger King Nassau? Sink your teeth into two juicy flame-grilled beef patties piled high with crisp bacon, American cheese, crispy onions, a fried egg, and a spicy mayo sauce that adds bold flavor to every bite. Enjoy the new Farmhouse King as a combo with fries and a drink, or if you're feeling extra hungry, try the King's Feast, available exclusively at Burger King Nassau.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News Sales Representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
The foundation. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation. It's a beautiful day. Thursday, April 18th. Like I said, my son is 18. If you win a dime, you better come and give me at least 10%. You need to stop, right? Let's do this thing. We're having a good conversation. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm in the studio. Let me tell you, let's give you a little backstory. I had a good conversation and kind of absorbing all the information that was happening over at the Grand Bahama Port Authority setup that they had a few weeks back over at One West. And, you know, you'd have an opportunity to be able to mix and mingle and talk to some persons and see, you know, what are their thoughts about what's going on and so forth and so on. I met some extremely interesting people, right? And in being able to talk about this, I said, I want to introduce you guys. I want to be able to bring you, hey, this is something that I do. If I think that you're interesting and I think that this is sort of newsworthy and I want to kind of share this information, I always invite persons to the show with me. And I want to be able to introduce none other than Karen Shepherd. She's here with me being able to talk about some stuff. We were looking for the CEO to be able to sit with us today, but we understand that it's a busy market, real estate. So we're just grateful that you can be able to come here with us today. She's a real estate broker and also luxury real estate advisor. Say good afternoon to the people out there.
Good afternoon, Howard. Good afternoon, Bahamians. And thank you so much for having me on air. I really appreciate this. And thank you.
I am really grateful that you're here because we haven't had an in-depth conversation about real estate and the real estate market and the sort of the state of affairs that govern this particular space right now. Talk to me about, from a general standpoint, what's happening with real estate in the country right now.
At the moment, real estate is booming. Real estate is the way to go. Real estate is, it's now time to invest in any real estate that you can actually get your hands on because the market is on an uphill trajectory at the moment. Mm-hmm. And so the banks are not paying any monies with money sitting in the banks, so you're actually losing money. And I'll give you a prime example. We've started Windsor Lakes initially from last year, and we've seen significant, and I'll get into it as we continue the conversation, we've seen significant increase in the value of the property that we now have on the market. And our first-time buyers who purchased initially when we had our introductory prices, they have seen better rates than they would have seen in the banks on their investment. And we're just closing on those agreements at the moment.
This is big business.
This is big business. This is the way the wealthy people move their money into real estate. And we as Bahamians need to move in that direction and understand that as long as you put shovel in the ground, that is value. Mm-hmm. And that is what is happening.
It doesn't have a sense of depreciation like a car or on these particular things.
That is correct.
Real estate, especially here in the country, continues to be able to, like you say, soar.
That is correct. That is so correct. And not only that, it's the only thing that God is not making any more of.
Land. My God.
Yes, that's right.
And if anything fresh pop at the sea, y'all will be right there.
Absolutely.
I'm going to tear this up. Well, I'm being on this portion right here. Well, I like to talk about it because I believe that, especially this dispensation, I had a very good conversation this morning. And I started to talk about how, for me, Facebook Marketplace has become the go-to space before I do anything internationally, before I go to brick and mortar, because one, I like to be able to support local, and this is where I know that the young persons are. They may not necessarily be able to afford a space and so forth and so on. So in the depth of that conversation, they started to tell me about the next dispensation of how things are happening. But one thing that does not change is the investment that you make when you then make your money. This is a sure investment. This is what we started to talk about this morning. Real estate is a sure investment.
It is.
And, you know, land is becoming very scarce.
It is.
Here in Nassau.
Especially in Nassau, yes.
Here in Nassau. And so if you can be able to find a little space, a little sliver that you can be able to call your own, if you hold on to it for yourself, for your children, put Airbnb, whatever you can do with that, talk to me about that and the importance of why this is important to kind of make a next step for yourself and your family.
Absolutely. And one of the things about this is once you have identified a tract of land that is within your budget and you're able to purchase and go ahead, the minute you, like I said, if you put shovel in the ground, that increases the value. And then we have the other instance, like with Windsor Lakes, where we are just starting and we have not yet put in the infrastructure. So there's no light, water, or telephone connections or cables in there. So it's actually a diamond in the rough. And so once we begin to put in all these infrastructure, persons who would purchase at this time would be able to benefit the ROI pretty much immediately with regards to their property, whichever one they purchase.
Talk to me about where Windsor Lake is for all those persons who may be green, moving to the island, the heirs are perked, they understand that this is a wonderful investment, so forth and so on. Let me know exactly where Windsor Lakes is actually located here on the island.
Well, I've called it a diamond in the rough because it's on Billionaire's Row. Okay. It's right next door to...
I just want you to know that you emphasized the B. Was that
I
correct?
I did emphasize the
Billionaire's
B.
Row.
Billionaire's Row.
I need a piece of property there too.
Exactly.
Just let people know.
This is next door to Albany. Okay. Albany has some of the most wealthiest people in the world who are purchasing our land. And why do you think they're purchasing our land? Because they see the value in it. And so as a result of that, we need to get our Bahamian people to understand the value in purchasing, no matter, it's what, we have 7,000 square feet, 10,000 up to 15,000 square feet plots that you're able to purchase. And I can tell you there is so much activity going on out there, and we have so many persons who are interested in purchasing that there are only going to be 167 persons who are going to be in Windsor Lakes. So, you know, this is the time.
That's how much lots you get? 167
lots. That's
all we
have, 167. So there are only going to be 167 fortunate persons.
How much
persons.
You got gone so far?
We have at least about 30% of that that's already
that's
gone.
That's bananas.
No, it's not.
It's moving quick as that?
It's moving. And so what we're doing is we're trying to get people in before we put the infrastructure in. And like I said, and I'll give you a prime example. One of my clients purchased in June of last year. He has seen a $50,000 equity growth on his property in the past 6 months. Who does that? Which bank is going to give you $50,000 in 6 months? Come on.
So let me ask you this question. For all of us who are in this kind of a naive space, we don't necessarily know. So we make this investment. Let's say hypothetically we make an investment with you for, I don't know, $250,000. So we make an investment of $250,000 with you at ground level. We get the highest property, whatever you have available, and you don't have the infrastructure in the ground just yet. Will the price fluctuate for those persons who come after, or will you remain consistent for the 167 lots that you have, despite the fact that you're going to be putting in infrastructure and roads and poles and so forth and so on?
Now, don't forget now, the infrastructure is going to go in stages.
Okay.
So first of all, right now we're working on the drainage. Mm-hmm. And I'll give you the reason why our client would have received that amount of equity in the property is because we cut three lakes. And the mere fact that we have these lakes that are in there, which are piscuous, they automatically increase the value of the property.
Yeah.
And so now moving to the next stage, which is now drainage, which we're working on, in the next 90 days to 120 days, there's going to be another value increase because the fact that we're adding the drainage. Mm-hmm. Once we've added the drainage, then we go to electricity, and then we go to water, and then we go to cable. So for each stage, you're going to have a significant value increase. We're looking at commencing the gatehouse at the end of April, beginning May. And once we commence the gatehouse, like I said, that is shovel.
The end of April in 2 weeks or less than 2 weeks?
Yes. And once we commence that, that's shovel in the ground. So for every time you put shovel in the ground, you're increasing
the value
of the land.
Significantly.
And, you know, once, even for persons who have land anywhere else in this country and it's vacant at the moment, and their neighbor come next door and say, put shovel in the ground, and they add a $300,000 house on that property, that has already significantly increase the value of their land. And so this is what we're saying to the young professionals at the moment, the middle income producers, this is the time to get in while we are at ground zero.
I'm excited about this. I want to know more about this. And we just had someone step into the studio. Introduce yourself. Let persons know who you are out there.
Again, I apologize for being late. I'm Jeremy.
You should have bring coffee with you. I'm not going to fight you.
I stepped in and smelt the coffee. I was like, okay, great. It's a coffee.
We got someone to. You got someone to.
All right.
Jeremy Pratt, what's your position with the company over what you're doing over at Windsor Lakes?
I am an advisor with Maison. Been there almost 2 years, 5 years in real estate. And I'm one of the salespersons for Windsor Lakes. I'm providing the opportunity for you.
I want to know this. Are we talking property? Are we talking the development of a home? What are we talking about if I decide to make a $450,000 investment in Windsor Lake? What does that come with? Are you only giving me property and I'm responsible for being able to build my own home? Or are you going to be able to build for me and take down that kind of position?
We have both options available, Howard. And the good thing about this is you can have your own contractor, you can have your own architect. We're not going to have popcorn homes, so they're not going to all be the same. And so
that's one of the disadvantages of going in communities It feels like Pleasantville. All the homes are same blonde and look the same. Yeah, so you don't that's not going to happen.
No, that's not going to happen in Windsor Lakes.
Not at all.
And persons will be able to have that opportunity to have their own contractor, their own architect. However, should they not decide to go that route, we do have a contractor available to be able to provide a full package. That full package will commence at about 1.2, which would include the land. And it can go all the way up to $2 million and even more, depending on what you are able to afford or what you'd like. But yes, we are able to have those two options for any individual that wants to become a prestigious owner in Windsor Lake. And another good thing that we've gotten approval for, and this is one thing that I am really emphasizing to our Bahamian people, is that you can be able to Airbnb your house if you so choose. And so you can.
So if I have a second home and I decide to go, I'm one of these snow bunnies. I go up north and then I come down south, depending on the weather, so forth and so on. 6 months on, 6 months off. And if I'm not in my space for 6 months, you're not going to say to me, Howard, we can't have these people in your property, so forth and so on. Talk to me about that.
That is totally correct.
And so I'm making money for my investment.
That is correct. That is totally
at $10,000 a night.
The, if you so choose,
the unique thing about Windsor Lakes is you don't have a rental program,
right?
Where you have a structured amount of months you're able to occupy your property. If you want to go away for 6 months, you can put it on rent for 6 months. If you want to stay in it long term, you have that option. You don't have that limitation. So whatever structure you want to have as a homeowner, you can do that. Be it multi-family property, or be it single-family property. And another thing, you asked about coming in as a buyer, you want to invest. I wanted to add with Karen, you can bring your plans, but your plans will be looked at, vetted by the developer. Because remember now, we're dealing with Capstone. Capstone is the construction company that provide the properties. You're looking at Capstone, who builds properties in Albany, Lifer Key. I think there's a 40 million property on the market now by Capstone. So they know the standard they want to have in the community. Yes, that's what we're bringing to the market.
Not mere existence, quality.
Correct.
That we could see.
This is a standard.
Not the shoddy construction, so forth and so on.
Listen, this is about coming home to a place you want to come home to.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to leave. You can relax on your back patio, in your private pool, or you could use the community pool where the activity center would be located.
One of the great things about this community, Howard, is that it's going to have all the bells and whistles.
Yeah.
Right. Meaning that we're going to have pickle, paddle, tennis, basketball courts, the resort swimming pool, the spa, the gym, restaurants.
It's going to be the life, Howard.
Trust me, this is something that...
Are you thinking about putting a hotel on the property?
No.
No.
No, there's not going to be a hotel.
So you're not going to manipulate or kind of duplicate what's going on in Albany. You're doing something unique.
That's why I said it's a diamond in the rough on Billionaire's Row that we need to get Bahamians to participate in. Futuristically, if whoever doesn't purchase is going to say down the road, I wish.
My God, I had a chance.
I'm sorry I didn't get in on that.
My God.
At Windsor Lakes. And so we're emphasizing the value that is going to be in this property futuristically. So, you know, a lot of times, I'll give you an example. Let's say that we had this building on the market. It was deplorable. It was down to the windows were out, the doors were off, and let's say somebody passed, oh, that only looked like a piece of junk. But guess what? Somebody decides with a vision to go in there, repair the building, repair the windows, fix the doors, and 30 days later, the same person who passes say, oh, wow.
I can't believe it.
Yeah. And now, this is what we're saying to our Bahamian people. Listen, it's time for you to get in Windsor Lakes.
That's a lack of vision. When you don't have vision, it obscures your view.
Correct.
So you can't see
right
if you don't have the insight.
Correct. Correct.
But when you have a vision, and as you continue to be able to kind of paint this picture of what we can expect to see in Windsor Lake,
yes.
You then start to say billionaire. You keep emphasizing this B.
I am emphasizing billionaire's rule. That's what it is.
Albany is the highest concentration of billionaires in the Caribbean. And when I worked, years past, I worked in Patelco, Howard. That strip was my work strip. I remember driving past there, and all I drove past was bush, okay? You go in Albany now. That's why we have to keep mentioning
you
the
can't
beach.
Get in Albany. All right.
You could drive and look over the wall. But now look at the vision that was created, what we only recognize as some bush out west, okay? That's the power of vision.
This is exciting stuff. The southern end of Nassau is going to be the gem.
Yes.
In the Caribbean.
Yes. It is the gem right now because there's no other resort in the Caribbean like Albany. And we are fortunate to have it. We are fortunate to have billionaires who would love to reside in the Bahamas.
Automatically. This
and guess what? They're not only just staying in Albany, you know. They are looking and are purchasing in Windsor. Okay? So we do have persons out of Albany, Lyford, Old Fort, Charlottesville, who are deciding, hey, listen, I need to jump on this bandwagon.
And take a piece of property.
Because guess what?
We have experts.
We can
as
see
well.
What's happening.
Even if we don't purchase, even if we don't develop a home right away,
right?
We could be able to ensure that we secure this piece of land
for
ourselves.
You got 5 years to build, Howard?
You got 5 years.
Five years.
That's good.
And once you start construction, you got 18 months. So you're talking about 7 years out.
I got to take this commercial break. When we get back, I want to talk a little bit more about what's going on down there at the southern end of Nassau with Windsor Lakes. Guys, if you want to be able to participate, give me the website.
www.WindsorLakesBahamas.com.
Very easy, guys. You know how to spell that. Windsor Lakes Bahamas. Go and check that out. We're going to take this quick commercial break. When you get back here, we'll see if we open up the line to ask a few questions if you're interested in that, guys. Quick commercial break. Be right back after this.
The foundation.
Hey, hey, y'all having party? Why you ain't tell me?
You only has come to talk. Who tell you anyway?
Don't worry about that. Wings? From Popeyes?
Yeah, man. Popeyes have 5 flavors of wings now. Honey barbecue, ghost pepper, signature hot, sweet and spicy, and roasted garlic parmesan.
Anyway, while I'm here, I might as well try one.
You better head to Popeyes and grab a box.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
Give me a beat.
Calling all Alive postpaid customers. Paying your postpaid bill in full this month can mean winning tickets to see Janet Jackson live at the Atlantis. That's right. Make your payment through the My Alive app, BeAlive.com, or any Alive location by April 23rd and be automatically entered. Winner will be announced on April 24th, so don't wait. Start paying for your chance to win. Alive, the perfect connection for everyone.
The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation. It's a beautiful day. Grateful to be in your company. We're here with none other than representatives from Windsor Lake telling us all about this luxurious high-end community that you can be able to change your social status, your outlook, your financial position, everything with an incremental investment to be able to change your life. This is an exciting thing. The southern end of Nassau is the jewel of the Caribbean. I remember when Grand Bahama used to be identified as the jewel of the Caribbean, but now we're seeing that truly billionaires, because we hear this left and right, up and down, billionaires are staying right there at Albany, which is a stone throw away, right there on Billionaires Row. I'm with you guys over there. Ladies and gentlemen, I have none other than Jeremy Pratt, who's an advisor with us, and Karen Shepherd, who's here also, in her particular capacity as a real estate agent and luxury advisor in that particular capacity. I'm excited about these things. Guys, tell me about some more stuff that's happening. The lines are lit up. You got to let me take a couple of these telephone calls. Put your headphones on, right? Put your headphones on right there. The lines are lit right up.
Anyone?
Yeah, you can put this on. That's fine. That one? Right? Yeah.
I have a correction to make. I've been advised.
You've been advised. Go ahead.
That we've sold 40% and not 30%.
Yeah. They just sent 10% while we was talking.
Yes.
Come on, why don't we get the thing taken care of, right? Purchase the stuff. Let's get these things taken care of, guys. We almost at the 50% mark. The 167 slots that were available that we started to talk about is dwindling down. You want to be able to get prime location. You want to identify these particular things. I'm going to open up this line to ask a few questions. Let me give the numbers. 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere for the Family Violence, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Howard, and your guest.
Good afternoon. How are you doing, my brother?
Yeah, really a great show as usual, right?
Thank you, man.
I might normally text the show, but I decided to call based on the fact that this is a important guest I think you have, and they should get this question asked to them. Mm-hmm. I think I work in the architectural firm, right? And I feel as though that the middle class citizens are highly disadvantaged based on setback requirements. Follow me on this. In the Bay Street area, right, you're allowed to build right on the property line, which that gives you to maximize the whole size of your property. But in other areas, right, the setback requirements are 25 feet from the road, 20 feet from the back, and 8 feet from each side. But in a two-story, it's 10 feet from both sides of the property, which means that you don't really get to maximize the most size of your property. But in Albany area, the setbacks are less, which I think is not fair.
What's the setbacks in those areas? Now, you can't beat them with Albany Switch. They're only saying that they are in good proximity to what's happening in that particular area. So I'm going to let them tell me about
the proximity. Ask them for me what are the setback requirements. Because like I said before, right, that by times you properties nowadays are actually cut less than 50 by 100, which I think now is ridiculous. Because if once again, once you take the 25 feet from the front, the 20 from the back, the 8 from each side, you only building basically a doggos.
All right. I don't think that these are the properties that we're talking about. We're talking about the same properties, but I can let them answer. I thank you for your telephone call, my brother. Thank you so very kindly for that.
Thank you so much for your question. We don't speak on behalf of physical planning, but we know that basically our setbacks will be comfortable enough for us to be able to build and not be on top of one another in the community. And I'm sure physical planning will speak to the setbacks with regards to whatever structure someone is looking to build in Windsor Lake. So,
if I build in a $2 million house, I don't need to hear anybody in their bathroom.
Exactly.
After a taco night.
And so we're not going to have that. Because guess what? Our lots are 7,000 square feet minimum, up to 15,000 square feet. So you can build a very comfortable house, 3,000 square feet plus, and not have to be on top of your neighbors in Windsor Lakes.
Howard, we also have individuals that are purchasing multiple properties.
So you buy two side by side?
You could buy two or three. We had individuals purchase three properties, and you're able to put
this
a single,
10% gone right there.
Put a single family structure on a three if you want it. See, that's the advantage of Windsor Lakes. One, the same way the houses are not cookie cutter, the same way the properties are not. We have multiple sizes. I think the properties, there's one go up to 14,000 square feet right now.
15?
Yeah. 15,000 square feet. So you're
one
not,
house?
One no, property.
One property, okay.
Yeah, one property.
15, well, okay.
So you're not limited.
Okay. So if persons want to learn more, because we got 5 minutes before we get out of here, if persons want to learn more, there is an opportunity. You're going to be doing an open house.
Yeah. Correct.
So let persons know exactly what this open house is all about and when they can be able to participate.
We're having an open house on Saturday, April 20th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. We're inviting all Bahamians who are eligible to be able to purchase in Windsor Lake to come down, who have been pre-qualified for our prices, start at $125,000 up to $400,000. And so we're asking you to come down, have a look, and become a prestigious owner in Windsor Lakes. We know it's not for everybody. So, you know, those persons who know that they're qualified to be able to be in that REM, we ask them to come by and have a look and take advantage of this awesome opportunity.
This is heavy what you're saying. I think that that is an acknowledgement that a lot of us have to come to grips with. We have a unique clientele and audience, a demographic,
right here
at this particular station. A lot of persons are listening to us far and wide. We've had significant conversations on how do we accommodate those persons at each tier of society. Mm-hmm. So to have a conversation that actually places up upper middle class to the upper class or the upper echelon in society, I think a lot of persons are going to gravitate to that. Like I said to you, I had a very good friend, I care not to call the people name, right?
Yeah.
That is truly interested in gravitating towards being able to capture one of these properties.
I'll just make mention one minute before we close.
And he only tell me because he say, how was, you know, he want me to be his neighbor.
I will tell you this. I've had the opportunity many, many years ago. I had a client that there was a piece of property available for sale out next to, you remember there was this very long pink wall that used to be out there? I had a client who had an opportunity to purchase a tract of land that led out to the beach. And I always tell this story. And I said to him, why don't you purchase this? You could afford this. You know, he didn't purchase. But you know what he says to me today when he sees it? I could kick myself.
You keep kicking yourself.
Exactly.
Every time you look at it, you keep kicking yourself.
Howard, one other thing. We are not limiting this opportunity to Bahamians. I have a client. He's from Canada. And he wants to move here and live near his brother who's in Albany. So this is, again, an opportunity for if you are not a Bahamian and you want to come in, you have the opportunity to buy in, get the lot, get the house package. The houses start at $895, the models provided by Capstone, which puts you in the frame for permanent residency.
So this is at the 7,000 square feet. $895 is where it starts at.
And now, that's just the house.
That's just the house.
The lot.
That's just the house.
So that's why we say 1.2 would be the starting price.
Okay.
Right.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to be able to learn more about this, they're going to be on site Saturday from 10 a.m. It's in Windsor Lake when you hit Adelaide Road.
Continue south.
From Coral Harbor.
You continue to be able to go west, right? You turn that little curb right there, you could be able to see everything right there, correct?
Right off
the southern gate for
Eastern Gate.
Is the Eastern Gate?
Yes.
The Eastern Gate of Albany. You can see all those things there. If they want to be able to get more information, what's the number they can call? Or a website or something for
the
persons to find out?
The website is www.windsorlakesbahamas.com.
And you got the information on there?
And we have all the information on there.
www.windsorlakesbahamas. windsorlakesbahamas.com. Guys, it was a beautiful conversation. A lot of persons are in here. Somebody texted me right now. They want to know the particular prices. You can find all this information out.
Tell them come at the site. We'll meet them there.
Meet them at the site, right? You have your cell phone number. You can give people. These people can call you. They're ready to call you now.
438-1922.
438-1922.
558-7377.
7377. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Jeremy Pratt. He's here with us being able to tell us exactly what's happening over there. That's
558-7377.
He's here with us. And definitely Karen Shepard, she's telling us exactly what's about 438-1922. Windsor Lake, they got everything going on in open house on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on site. All the information. If you come pre-approved, you may be able to leave with a big smile on your face and make some things happen.
Yes.
We also will be able to pre-qualify them.
Bankers will be out there as well.
Out at the site.
You got everything out there?
Bankers.
Yes, everything.
Everybody.
And also the persons to construct the capstone and so forth and so on. Right? You got everybody
going
to be
there. We could hook that conversation up with
you. Let's make it happen. Oh. Guys, this is a beautiful thing. They keep trying to convince me, Howard, you should go out there.
No, Howard is coming out there.
Howard is coming out there. You might as well bring Daddy and ready.
You seem to get shaky. You need to stop. It's a beautiful thing, ladies and gentlemen. Have a good conversation right here on Small Business Thursday with none other than representative from Windsor Lakes. Guys, be a part of it. If you want to know more about it, hit me up 8270-111. 8270-111. Quick commercial break. Get to news and be right back after this.
The foundation. Foundation.
foundation. Foundation. Foundation. The foundation.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, here live and in full effect, Small Business Thursday. And we have everything laid out for you. I'm always excited to kind of talk about these things and tell you what's happening in the community. A lot of persons, I got a text the other day that says, Howard, I like Small Business Thursdays. It's up and down sometimes, though. Sometimes it's a little bit slower, depending on the persons that we have. But I want to let you know that it's always informative. It always provides you direct access and information as to exactly what's happening in the community, and really talks about the soul and progression of the community. And I'm always happy to kind of bring that to the forefront. Today, I am even more elated, right? If you can be, I'm even more elated to actually have a conversation with you about my church, my good and decent church, that continues to be able to move forward, upward, onward, together, move forward, and being able to bring someone with you. Is the motto that we have that's happening this year, and really being able to talk about the expansion in the kingdom of God here in the earth, here in the Bahamas. I'm always grateful to have this kind of a conversation with you, and really excited to bring the people that I enjoy, that we break bread together on Sundays. I want to introduce you to none other than Pastor Hervis Bean, who's sitting here with us all the way from Bahamas Harvest Church. Pastor, good afternoon, my brother. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, Howard Grant. I'm doing well, and yourself?
Praise God, man. I'm living, giving God praise.
Well, that's a great thing. What an intro, though.
Try to be decent as possible.
Yeah. Well, you know how, but you know how you go. So.
Well, if that could only go on the collection plate.
Hallelujah.
But talk to me about it. Talk to me about what we have going on in terms of this initiative that's going to be happening on Sunday as we move forward.
Well, so we're talking about the 28th, Sunday the 28th at 3 p.m. The Men's Mobilization March will be happening at Clifford Park. Now, it's not a Bahamas Harvest Church event. It is an event for all men.
Right.
There's a directorate that is inclusive of many different individuals. We eliminated the titles, so it's not a pastor, not a bishop, not a, you know, a member of parliament, but it's more so along the lines of Brother Mario Moxie, Brother Valentino Williams, Brother Hewlin Hannah, Brother Jack Thompson. We also have Brother Shenandoah Cartwright, Brother Vaughn Miller, Brother Franklin Butler, I think I, if I'm not... didn't say it before, and also myself. We make up the overall directorate of this Men's Mobilization March, and we're pushing forth the energy to invite all men of the Bahamas to be a part of this march. This march will be an opportunity to have solidarity, an opportunity to push forth a moment, a time where we can all come together and unify using our feet to march, using our feet to represent a measurement of hope. We're coming together. We're starting at Clifford Park. We're ending at Clifford Park. And at the end of the march, there will be a rally, and there will be a candlelight visual to remember those who have passed on before, one through the violent crimes that we have experienced in this year, and also to remember them as a result.
I want to talk to you about this. I want to talk about this more specifically. Where was the inspiration as it relates to why we should do this? I like the concept about being able to speak from neutrality, speak to a point that doesn't elevate one man from another, but see all of us as brothers in this kind of a space to be able to rectify an issue or identify and speak to the fact that we need change in our society as it relates to the violence. But let me know this. Where did this, the inception, the idea, where did this birth from? How did you come together to do this?
So I would honestly say that the birthing came from Brother Vaughn Miller. he and Pastor Mario had a conversation, and they in their conversation, that aspect came about, and it was like, okay, we as men need to rise up, and when we rise up, we need to take an action. What type of action can we take? That action is, let's have a march. Let's have a march, and from that march, let's have a rally, and let's remember those who have fallen through violent crimes or just fallen in death this year. And as a result of that, we came together. Pastor Mario pulled a team together. You know, everybody came together and said, okay, hey, you grab this, you do this. You know, you operate in this area, you operate in that area. What do you want or how do you see it happening? And so everybody basically was pushed forth in their own assignments and was called to the table and said, you have the strength here, you have the strength there, so go ahead and let's make it happen for everybody. And so the pushing of the march is, or the development of the march came from the mindset of, say, Brother Mario Moxie and Brother Vaughn Miller.
And it's important that you say that because we know that Vaughn Miller, in his capacity, is currently sitting in the seat of Minister of the Environment and Natural Resources. But his heart sits at the seat of a pastor.
Yes, sir. Yes,
and
sir.
He has done this for a very long time.
Right.
From he was on radio, he's
right.
done these particular things.
It's so it's a brainchild of something that is ongoing. So when you talk about passion, when you talk about love, when you talk about the people, everybody who basically sits around the table has a connection towards a better Bahamas.
I like this.
And as a result of that, when you're looking at for a better Bahamas, okay, maybe we cannot do something right now on a financial level, or maybe we can't do something right now on a policy-making level, but what we could do, let's come together. Let's ask the Bahamian people, let's start with the men, come together, and let's strive to make a difference. And just coming together, asking the men to be a part of this is a sign to say, you know what, let's unify. And when we unify, then, you know, may the road you draw it, listen to your God. Let's march on Bahama land.
You know? I like this. You know why I like this? Because, like you said at the beginning, this actually strips you of all man-given titles and gets you back to the purpose that you've been called to find community.
Yes.
Where the community exists for there to be growth and development. And the strength in the community has always been the men.
Okay.
I think for the longest time, we as men has kind of skirted around the sidelines and just like everybody else, trying to find out where is the answer for this. But the answer exists in our protests, in our feet, our hand, our voices. And being able to come together for this men's mobilization march is an amazing thing.
Yes, sir. And I think the unity that comes out from, or the strength out of the unity will be powerful. I think the bottom line to it is that when you look at unifying a body, when you look at men walking together, because we're asking, and then the thing about it is that not only are we asking men to be at Clifford Park at 3 o'clock, but we're also asking men to wear white shirts. White shirts is a symbol of simply saying, here am I as a blank canvas. This is a blank canvas, and as this blank canvas, we have I can be utilized to do many things and strengths. And so you and I basically serve together at Bahamas Harvest Church.
Absolutely.
And in that regard, our wisdom, when we come together in meetings or on a Zoom call, we become better. As we...
That's where the iron sharpens the irons.
That's exactly what I say. As the iron sharpens the irons. As the iron sharpens the iron, then we become better. We become sharper, you know. And so it's no telling who we on this march where that iron will sharpen your iron. And so as a result of that, that can be, one person can be the lock, the other man could be the key. And as a result of that, there can be an open door to situations that was basically being blocked or being hindered before.
Well, I have a call from Bishop Simeon Hall.
Wonderful.
He wants to be able to talk about a few. Bishop Hall, how are you doing this afternoon? How are you doing today?
Well, I want to commend these young men for their initiative. And I think there's a verse of scripture that says when men take the lead to recapture some of what we've lost, heaven is shaken. Brother Bean and Brother Mario and Brother all the young men. Thank God for them, and I want to add my voice. You know, I'm 77 last Friday, so I can't march no more. But I could call the show and commend these brothers. I want to call on every Bohemian man, every pastor. Let's go on the march. Those of us who be on march, we can pray for them.
My God.
But I want to commend you, Brother Bean. Your father would have been so proud of you. And I'm glad to know, if I might add, that you're an alumni of American Baptist College that took me in when I didn't qualify.
God, thank you, Bishop Hall. Thank you so much. And yes, standing on a legacy, standing on the shoulders of a father like mine, that's why I said before, it's an opportunity for us to carry out a mandate as Bahamian men to show our love for our country and lead. And big shout outs to American Baptist Theological Seminary, where the great Bishop Hall led the way for so many of us.
American Baptist Theological Seminary.
Yes, sir. Nashville, Tennessee.
So when are you ready to be
the
pastor? Yeah. This is where you got to go.
Hey, it's not like how it was before.
I'm not going to bother with it.
It's now at the HBCU standard.
Really?
So therefore, yeah, it's a HBCU. Yes, sir. Yes.
Oh, man, this is exciting stuff.
Yes, 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 yes. So the Holy Hill is like none other. So you name a Baptist preacher, you know, and
they're gone there. This is exciting stuff. I want to talk to you about this, though. I'm grateful to kind of hear you and your capacity being able to push significantly to identify and bring together voices, positions, strengths in society and say to them consciously, listen, this ain't about your voice. This ain't about your position. This is really about unification and bringing together the change that we envision for our community.
Yes, sir.
This is big stuff.
Yes.
This is big stuff.
Yes.
And I got to commend Pastor Mario Moxie. I was hoping that he would actually have an opportunity. I know that he's extremely busy.
Yes.
But I have to commend him because for almost two decades now, he has, even more, he has been sort of the leading voice in social protest and sort of advocation from a spiritual standpoint in standing strong in these positions.
Right.
And now, in the midst of being able to build another space for a lot of persons to come, and he still feels the necessity and finds it important to be able to stand in these particular stead and speak up and say, hey, listen, let our voice be heard and move together. It's happening on Sunday. Talk to me about it.
In the regards of
Men's Mobilization March.
The Men's Mobilization March. Sunday, April the 28th, 3 p.m., we're asking all men in the Bahamas, please, sir, allow for you to allot your time, take up arms, and come and march with your brother, march with your son, march with your nephew, march with your grandfather, you know, your uncle, anybody who...
What about these women who say, well, I could be the daddy too?
Yeah.
Talk to me about that.
Brother Howard, let's say from this. Understandably so.
Okay.
Right? Let's say it like this. The women can come and support.
Yeah.
They can be the one chairs on. They can be the
bring
one...
Bring the pom-poms.
Making sure... Now, you said it. That's Howard Grant said
let
that.
Let them bring their pom-pom side on the side.
Howard Grant said that.
Howard, you can do it.
Exactly. So they bring their voice. Be the encouragers. Employ us on the side of the street and chair us on to say, yes, amen. I see you, brother. And I allow for that great support say the females as they bring to us. Let that be from that perspective. But this is the time for the men to stand up.
3 p.m. on Sunday, April 28th.
Yes.
April 28th, 3 p.m. on Sunday. We want you to participate. We want you to come out to Clifford Park. Now, tell me the route.
The route?
Yeah.
So we're looking to go from the aspect of Clifford Park.
Yeah.
Going Blue Hill Road.
Uh-huh.
Pontiana Drive.
Mm-hmm.
Nassau Street, mm-hmm. and back to Clifford Park.
That's a good walk.
Yeah.
Now, what you got with that? You got marching, you got this, you got band.
Of course, man. You got
everything of that.
You got road. Let's put it like that.
So, let's be clear, because you got some Baptist people that your bishop just called.
Yeah.
Now, by this time, Church Jessup.
Yes.
The bishop still got sweat on his collar. Church just out.
And
people, they ready to go to the buffet, they're ready to go here, so forth and so on. Don't eat to get luggy. Don't eat yet.
Don't eat yet. There will be vendors. Okay. There will be individuals there to provide food services and everything else for soft drinks and everything else. Keep in mind Howard Baumus Harvest Church have three services, 8, 10, and 12 noon. So, we would do three services as well and go to the park, you know.
It's going to be a full day.
It's going to be a full day, you know. And so the whole aspect of it, so a lot of people cannot eliminate the fact that at your one service, you're saying, oh, I've been to church and that's it. No, today, the 28th, let that be that time of saying, you know what, I'm going to put forth the extra energy.
But this is a good time to be able to come together. I was glad when they say unto me, let's go to Clifford Park. Talk to me.
I saw the aspect of it. We're not trying to make this a church thing.
No.
Hear me? When I say that, meaning that it's
but this
not,
camaraderie is important.
It is. It's very much so important. And just how you and I can strike up a conversation and just how you and I can sharp an iron, you know, so many other things can happen when we just come together and say, hey, brother, how you doing? My name is so-and-so.
Yeah.
Let's make it happen.
I like that. Guys, it doesn't matter your position. It doesn't matter your sort of an idea of what you, I don't know what you serve. I don't know. I know that we are men in this society and every one of us are grappling with this idea of what's happening with crime. I know that we have a responsibility to be able to show ourselves, our communities, and those that we're supposed to protect, that we're standing for and standing in our conviction to be able to see the country change. I know that. So it doesn't matter where you are in your life. Come out and be able to participate. This is about men's mobilization and being able to show all fractions and all facets of our society. This is where we are. This is where we stand. And we want to be able to see change in our community. It's also going to be able to show significantly to those persons from a gang perspective. Hey, listen, if unification is there, maybe we should go and check this out. We
right.
got to break up this the monotony of the crime that's happening in this country.
Speak on it, sir. You're right.
We got to break it up. And we don't do that from a casual standpoint. We have to do that with formality.
Yes.
And we have to do that. I heard Pastor Mario say, protest with our feet.
Protest with our feet.
We got to be able to stand and be able to move in this stead. I got the next telephone call on the line. Okay, let me take this telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Yes. Good afternoon, Mr. Grant. Good afternoon to your guests.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, yes, you said, Mr. Moxie, Pastor Moxie said you had to protest with your feet.
Yes, sir. Stand up and be able to take a stand and move forward.
Yeah, I guess it's where you take your feet though, you know, because they need to, because your guest was saying that to bring your sons and different things in the march, right?
Mm-hmm.
But instead of marching to Clifton or wherever that is that they was talking about, they need to march down to Parliament, you know, because that is where that is the only place where you can march and expect to get some change. Because I mean, I was surprised to hear that when you asked a gentleman where did this idea come from, he said it came from Mr. Miller. And like you pointed out to him, Howard, Mr. Miller is a member of government,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, and he's a pastor. I mean, I feel as if that what should have happened is that the pastors when Mr. Miller came.
Now, I don't want to make it political. I appreciate your telephone call. I don't want to make it political. This is really about neutrality. With the introduction of what we said at the very top of the hour, this is not about the titles. This is not about the forerunner in your name, the Honorable Mr. Prime Minister, so forth and so on. This is solidarity, unity in this kind of perspective. And also, let's talk about this. The transition that happened when the Union Jack fell and the Bahamian flag rose happened on Clifton Park. So if we're looking for transition and we're looking for a space where people can unify to see this transition, historically, this is the spot of transition. Come on, don't fight me. Let's make this thing happen. Let's make this thing happen as it relates to being able to go down to Clifton Park. And the next time, because there will be a next time, we can go down to Parliament. We have to unify and come to a particular position. I think so many people have so many suggestions, but let's get in the game. Talk to me.
I agree.
Let's get in the game.
I agree. The spot chosen was because it's the birth center, right? So therefore, you have to first come home so that you can now say, let me stand up and have a voice.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's the epicenter of where we started as a nation. So let's start here. And let's now, as the Bible speaks about, you know, let's crawl, let's walk so that we can fly.
I like this. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Pastor Hervis Bain here talking to us about the Men's Mobilization March. It's going to start at 3 p.m. on April 28th. That's Sunday. So right after your pastor preach, and you're going to be able to get out there, make sure you got your walking shoes on. How long do you think the duration is going to be?
So we're looking at it now. Just for a point of clarity, you keep on saying it's Sunday. It's not this Sunday.
Sunday.
Sunday the 28th. Right. So we're looking at it because we looked at, I think, the fall of the sun. And so, of course, it's a candlelight visual. So I want to say we're going from 3 to 7, mm-hmm. But it depends upon the march. It depends.
And you say you're going to have a rally also.
Yeah, we're going to have the rally also.
Tell me a little taste about what we could expect.
I don't want to, but it's going to be an opportunity where, okay, so we have a speech competition. Okay, we have a speech competition, and we had went into the schools, the Northern District, the Southern District, went into the schools, and as a result of that, developed a competition for the young men ages 11 to 17. The role of youth to support a peaceful Bahamas, I think it was the title. The culmination of that that speech competition will be on Monday at UB, and as a result of that, we having those two individuals who won the various, just to make a presentation.
So this is participation across the board.
Right. And then we having guest artists and stuff like that to come and to celebrate and to sing and to.
So we
to
got people. Singing, dancing,
we got singing, dancing, vendors.
It's a big thing.
Yes, sir.
I like this.
Singing, dancing, vendors, unity, marching. Band,
the whole thing, guys. Please, Sunday, April 28th, which is next Sunday, not this Sunday coming,
no, sir.
Next Sunday, April 28th.
Wear your white t-shirts,
yes. Do you have any specific shirts with men's march on it?
No, we didn't want to go into selling. We didn't like, listen, whatever you got, that's come on, and we don't want to eliminate individuals to say, oh, purchase this t-shirt, and people say, well,
bring
I ain't got nothing.
Bring your long sleeve white shirt from church.
Hey, whatever works.
Roll it up and come on in.
And come on in.
Yeah, come on in, guys. We could be able to do that, put all the stuff out there. White t-shirts, come out, participate, bring in your nephews, bring your sons, your brothers, bring men, your uncles, whoever can come out. Like Pastor Simeon Hall says, he's 77 years old, and he won't be able to march with us, but he can lend his voice to these particular things. And if you're out there, get some bleachers so they can be able to sit down and still be able to participate in this thing also. I'm grateful that you sat with me, my brother. Thank you so very kindly.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you, Howard, for allowing us to come here. And I will work for it not to be our last time. Because I appreciate you, and I thank you for being a part of a team that I'm leading, and you're lending your intellectual property with us. And we're grateful for that, and thank you so much.
Praise God. I won't charge you.
Yeah. Call that giving it back to the Lord.
Giving it back. Praise God. Ladies and gentlemen, we're here on The Foundation, chopping it down, like I said, with none other than Pastor Hervis Bain. We're talking about Men's Mobilization March, April 20th, 2024, starting at 3 p.m. It starts at Clifford, and it ends at Clifford. You're going to be able to have a rally, and everyone's going to be out. Participate. Bring your voice. Bring your shoes. Don't come out marching in your slippery church shoes. You need to stop. You know you have corn already. Don't come out there and agitate and aggravate the thing. Get your nice soft shoes, walking shoes on, and come out there and participate. It's going to be a beautiful time. We're going to go right into the candlelight vigil as we identify those persons who've gone off 43 or some for this year.
Yes,
we got to be able to deal with these things. Guys, I got to take this commercial break and get back. I want to thank you so very kindly, Pastor, for being able to do this with us today. And we're going to talk about this much more as we lead up to next week.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right. Guys, quick commercial break and be right back after this.
Foundation. Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
foundation. Foundation. Foundation. The foundation.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Bonneville Bones, established in 1970, is the leader in men's fashion in the Bahamas. We're conveniently located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza, and fully stocked with everything you need for all occasions. Our Harbor Bay location is one door north of Alive, with the black and white signage of Bonneville Boutique. Both locations are open from 10 to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bonneville Bones and Bonneville Boutique, still the leader in men's fashion. Located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Guardian Radio and the Foundation are on the move.
Bahamas, this one's for you.
SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Every Thursday, the Foundation with Howard Grant will highlight small businesses throughout the country, far and wide. Your products, services, prices, and personality. We want to hear it all. Get your 30 or 60 second advertisement heard on air at a fraction of the cost. We here at the Foundation understand the times and don't want you to be left behind. With Guardian Radio, you reach your specific demographic and it is unmatched.
We reach thousands daily.
Get your products off the shelf and your services in their hearts. Small Business Thursdays with the Foundation, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. For more information, call 302-2300 or the Help Me Howard line at 827-0111. SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Get your business moving today.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Foundation. Foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant in your company. Guys, if you want to be a part of what we do here on Small Business Thursdays, I'd like you to give me a call. I love that, actually. 827-0111, 827-0111. You never know how we start this thing off, you know. I always see this as an opportunity to be able to introduce something new, right? And I tell you, I'm always empathetic and rather sympathetic to your plight. So if you call me and say, "Man, Howard, I ain't got no money, not this time." And all right, let's see. Let me listen to your product and hear exactly what you got going on. And possibly we can do something. You understand what I'm saying? Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid and stop your blessing because of what you perceive. That, my God, they look expenses, right? You need to stop. That's how Bishop is saying, right? That's how Bishop is saying. Expenses. Shout out to the Bishop Lawrence Rowe, my good, good, decent friend. I haven't seen him in a long time. I hope that he's well and doing well. Him and his family continue to be able to blossom and move from glory to glory. Shout out to Bishop Hanchel also and C.B. Moss in those particular capacities and all those persons who are in the area of being able to give back to the less fortunate of our community. Right? It's hard to say homeless. It's hard to say the broken, the downtrodden, but those persons who are recovering. In many instances, who are looking for sort of an assistance to get to a space that they're supposed to be. Bishop Hanso, Bishop Lawrence Rowe in his particular capacity, C.B. Moss, and a great deal of others, right? Apostle Feldman Ferguson and his particular, who am I missing them? My God, see, when you start calling names, you got to call everybody name, right? So all those persons who I know, right? Bishop Delton Ellis, right? Let me be decent as I continue to do this. All those persons who have been giving and giving and giving of their time, their energy, giving of their sustenance, giving everything back for persons to be able to find themselves on their foot again, I got to be able to give you a shout out, man. You guys are doing a wonderful thing. If you're in the space that you want to be able to give something and drop something off for them, please do so. You know exactly where they are. CB Moss on Meadow Street, leading into the Bain and Grandtown area. Bishop Pancho, he is on Wolf Road. And Bishop Lawrence Road is in 2nd Street, the Grove. Apostle Fellman is on Fire Trail. And Bishop Delton Ellis is in Pinewood. Who else out there? Y'all text me. Because when I start calling names, I don't want to be able to leave persons out. Text me, 422-4796, to talk about this. We are in that kind of a space to give back. This is what we're here for. Someone talk to me. It's difficult to do that. Knowing our responsibilities, knowing that we have to survive to be able to do a great deal of things, we got to make this money. But at the same time, we wrestle with this sort of an idea as to whether or not we should give. We got to put aside our reservations and open ourselves to community. That's all this is about. Open ourselves to community. The growth, the development, the expansion, the access, so forth and so on. We got to make this country a better place. If you expect 39 fellas to be able to do that, men and women, if you expect them to be able to put their heads together and find a solution to ancient problems in this country, the devil is a liar. They can't. They ain't gonna tell you that. That's not good politics. But they can't. They cannot. Their capacities, their titles, their insight, all of this cannot reform the country. We must participate. We got to. Check out the Men's Mobilization March. Lend your voice. Let's revive Wolf Road Academy. Can we do that? I'd like to go to Wolf Road Academy. Yeah. I'd like to be able to do that. I'd like to hear about these particular things. There needs to be more social agitation. Put aside this kind of an idea that says, boy, if you talk against the government, my God, you could lose your job. Put aside that. I mean, unless you are a public servant. You know your responsibility based upon contractual obligation. But if you out here just scared that you can be victimized, put that shallow fear aside and step into the deep of purpose that we've been called to in this society. Let's be decent. Praise God, I can't get away, amen. Let's be decent and change this country. We got to do that, guys. I've heard enough conversations about this fear that we're selling out to the man. This fear that we're selling out to political organizations, this fear that we don't know where your convictions lie. Well, stand up. Stand up and contribute to something greater. Let's make this thing happen. Guys, give me a call in these last few minutes if you want to be able to do so. I'll open up the lines for you to kind of do that. We have no more guests here, so we had a great conversation with Windsor Legs, had a great conversation with Pastor Hervis Bain for the Men's Mobilization March to be able to talk about those things. I'm eager to hear about what you got going on, 827-0111. But if you want to talk about any of these particular things and talk about how we could reform, transform, and find a true trajectory, you know, sort of an upward path, an upward mobilization in our society. I'd love to hear from you. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family of Islands, 242-300, 5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Got to give a shout out to the Free National Movement. Members of the Free National Movement present and the family, present the family of Don Sanders with his portrait. Following a memorial service held in honor at the party's headquarters last night. This is a very sad occasion, guys. Always when we can be able to see these things, it's a sad occasion. But we're grateful that we can be able to observe and participate, and we're hopeful that we can make the kind of decisions that we won't see these things happen in our society again. There's a call on the line. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hello, Howard.
Hey, how you doing, my brother?
Good day. How you doing?
I good, man. What's that here?
Yeah, like you say, we can't expect for these 30-something people to get things straight with ancient problems, right?
Amen.
Yeah, and like I always call on you and say that you mess around on them 2,400.
You wouldn't let me live with this.
Yeah, with a by-election, and you could have probably make a difference, but let's just take it and strive with what's before us. I hope that the country will not be distracted and let up on what's happening with this gang bill that they just passed. The thing is, why are they targeting so much just people like parents and family in that bill so egregiously? Because people like school made micro contributions, say, here's mummy and our mummies when we were growing up, working hard, working two jobs, and didn't know what activities the children may be involved with. Now, I look at it like this, that stuff like that in the bill is for those lawyers to make money, for the police to charge who they may want to charge when it comes to who parents they may not like or which family they don't like, calling them and pointing at them or targeting them to say they're harboring these miscreant children that are wreaking havoc on the country. You see where I'm coming from?
Mm-hmm. I agree with you.
Now,
I like what you're
saying. Other than that, I want the country to stay focused and do not let this government get by with putting us down with the bill from the BPL and this private partnership thing and be distracted also because the union president called for them to scrap whatever plans they had because everybody paying light bill in this country is going to be affected. And we haven't heard anything from either side but that issue since a couple of weeks ago.
I like it, my brother. Thank you so much for your telephone call. We can deal with these things.
Yeah, that's my contribution.
Okay. I thank you, man. I want to be able to touch it. Thank you, my brother. Thank you. I do appreciate you. In the papers today, you can be able to see that MPs pass anti-gang bill. Opening debate in the House of Assembly yesterday on the anti-gang bill, Prime Minister Philip Brave Davis said the new penalties are harsh but necessary. These are penalties hundreds of mothers have cried out for over the years as their sons and daughters have fallen victim to gang violence. Under the Anti-Gang Bill 2024 and the Penal Code Amendment Bill 2024, convicted gang members could face up to 25 years in prison and fines up to $100,000. The bill lists 15 offenses, including, among other things, recruiting someone to join a gang, one, committing an offense for the financial benefit of a gang, two, instructing a gang member to commit a serious offense, three, threatening someone with retaliation in response to violence against the gang member or leader, four, or endangering someone's life or causing damage to the property on behalf of the gang. If someone dies as a result of the gang activities, the person responsible for the killing would face life in prison. The bill also carries a prison term up to 20 years for people who harbor gang leaders or members, including parents of children engaged in gang activity. Yesterday we talked about this, just a little taste, with my good friend, Garth Roseboro. My mother called me last night. She said it was a good show, right? And she said, look, Jesus, I know you can talk long, but I didn't even tell you it was a good show. I listened to the show, right? So I said, well, what do you mean I can talk long? This is my, and then it ended up to be like 45 minutes conversation, right? It's my mama, you don't fight me, right? But the truth is if we look at this, I don't believe that that's the answer. I don't believe that in the absence of providing information that you seek now to penalize when you never educated. I don't believe that that's the answer. Who is that? Oh, that's Jeff. Jeff, give me 2 seconds. In the absence of information, where you never educated, empowered, and provided a path for these children, as they continue to be able to grapple with the fact that they never had a father figure in their space to tell them which path to take, when they have been effeminized by a generation that has moved away and softened, continue to be able to curb the edges of the men in our society. Now, as a result of the chickens coming home to roost, over the years of absolute neglect from one administration to another that kicked this can down the road, when it was the Raiders and the gun hogs and the gun dogs and the Hoyas and all these things like that years and years ago, and there's never a real identification to rectify these issues before it blossomed into something. Now, you want to put them in jail for 25 years. Now, by mere affiliation, after you've rejected, see, this is why you can fight me. You are going to fight me. Because I don't necessarily agree with you. There hasn't been enough case studies done. You've worked Dr. David Allen to death. I mean, he's still here with us. But I'm saying to you that you've worked him significantly in terms of being able to provide information that you have yet to enact. Not holistically, with portions, just to be able to identify his particular capacity and tie him into these things. You have yet to do your job by identifying and following the data. But now we can throw all the children in a jail with 9 of them in one cell, and you expect reformation, transformation, and community development. This is bananas to me. This is bananas to me that we are walking backwards and we say that the future is behind us. This is crazy to me. I'm not saying I don't believe in capital punishment. I'm not saying I don't believe in these things. But this is peculiar. You didn't do your homework. We talked about this yesterday. All this is doing your homework. Jeff, go ahead. Don't fight me. Go ahead, Jeff. Bring him on. You still on? Jeff, are you still on with me? Give me a call back, Jeff. Forgive me. I don't know whether or not your minute's gone or something like that. I tell you, I'll call 300-5720. That's a toll-free number. You can be able to call it. Is that him? Is that him? Okay, go ahead. Sorry about that, Jeff. Go ahead.
My brother, good afternoon, man.
What you say?
Boy, right here. Howard, this bill that they have passed is the big topic on the street today. And, you know, especially today in some of the quarters I've traveled in, you know, this lively debate is going on. In fact, it's more lively out here than it was in Parliament. I'll say this much. You know, they can enact as many bills as they want or in an attempt to appease the Bahamian public. But I'm going to tell you, it doesn't make any sense enacting any new legislation when the ones that we have already on the books now are not truly being enacted in the manner that they should be. I'm going to tell you, with this one I side with the Commissioner of Police and the police force. You know, they go out there and they do the work. I don't care how at this point, it doesn't matter per se how strong the case may be that they are bringing these persons forward to the courts or whatever. I do believe that, yes, some of the cases they could do a much better, a more stringent measure to ensure that whoever they are about to charge or who they charge, it's almost like a foolproof or that they can't get off. But when you have these persons who apparently would have been caught with their hand in the proverbial cookie jar, and you put them before the courts, and you're talking about, okay, the maximum that they can be sentenced to is 25, let's say 25 years to life. But yet, when the courts rule that they only give them 10 years, or give them 7 years, and then depending upon the way how they behave in the prison, that they were kind of being on good behavior, and then you slash off 3 years or 4 years, or put them on probation, it all defeats the purpose. When you say that you want to really put a bite to this thing, and you're giving them less and less and less, then it sends a clear message across the board that you know, it's like no one is really taking these things seriously. Mm-hmm. When are we really going to enact? In other words, I'll close on this. If the maximum is 25 years and the courts give them 25 years without the possibility of coming out before that time, then yes, we are serious. But if you say 25 years is the maximum, depending on the crime, you only give them 4 years, 5 years, and then with good behavior, they're out in 2 years, it doesn't make any sense. That's all I wanted to say. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, my brother. I do appreciate your telephone call. Thank you so very kindly. I just want to be able to say this. Okay, so for me, I think that's why we need a healthy balance in the House of Assembly. We need younger people who are thinking like this. And then we have to have you know, the traditional men who are sticklers for what they know have worked in the past. That's where you find a happy medium. That's why you find healthy growth. This seemed lopsided to me. This is just me. This seemed lopsided to me. Singapore was among the first countries to publish an AI plan in 2019 in December. The Southeast Asian nation launched a national AI strategy, an updated version of the AI initiative outlining ways to prepare the economy to harness and utilize AI to empower these particular businesses. One of the divisions in Singapore right now is that they're using AI and they are to profile people, and the AI is giving them a false negative. Okay? They're using the AI right now, which is artificial intelligence, and giving them a false negative read on some of the things that they're assessing their citizens for. That's okay. All this is beta testing. It's fine. But I want to commend them and other nations that have identified technology to rectify social issues. That's all I want to say. We are 400,000 people with good proximity and wonderful relationships. We have allowed fast food restaurants and other chains to be able to use us as beta testing to test their markets and demographics. We have not taken advantage of how to utilize technology to transform our society. We are seeking to now denigrate a next generation of students with an expectation for there to be growth and development in our society. Talk to me. By using archaic concepts and technology. These things are dead. It doesn't take any Christianity and a value of who we stand on the side of us to recognize that these things have evolved to much more. You are profiling people. You're doing all these things and you're not going to be right. Not 100% of the time. Not even 65% of the time. And all you're doing is now squashing the idea of contribution to a society that didn't even take the time out to find out what was the issue, how can we perform the issue, how can we provide the aspects that these people don't have to run in the arms of gangs. None of these things. All you're doing is providing a punishment. And you're not giving a course of reform. We have to be more holistic as a society. We have to. And all we need is the right relationships to be able to make those things happen. Is this a call? Caller, you got 30 seconds. Caller, you got 30 seconds? Okay, caller. You're out of there. Thank you so kindly, guys. The show is done. This is Howard. We are progressing backwards. This is a text that's coming through. This is Howard. We are progressing backwards. Remember, back in the day when women were accused of being witches and they used to burn them, right? Burn them at the stake. This is where we're headed. The prime minister is playing a very dangerous game with an innocent civilians. Most parents are clueless. Most parents are absolutely clueless to their kids' activities, especially those ages, because they are slaving and drowning in bills. And most homes are run by single mothers. We are headed towards martial law. Look at the potholes. Look at the pot. Calling the kettle back. This is peculiar. I just want to talk like this. We could fix this once we look at the data. We could fix this. There cannot be organized confusion as how we're running this country. You're using archaic concepts to push us towards the future. How? You're using concepts and ideas that has not evolved. You have not expanded on it. all you said, this worked before, let's work it again. I wouldn't say we're burning people at the stake. But my God, I get what the people mean. Let's talk about these things and talk about the growth and development of the country and being able to contribute and into the ears and hearts of our leadership in this country and say, let's be serious about this. Let's get serious about what's happening here and how we can find true sense of growth. Guys, I want to thank you so very kindly for kind of tuning in with us today and participating in what's happening here on the foundation. I want you to be a part of it tomorrow. We're going to open up the lines again with you to talk about what's happening from a national standpoint. We still haven't gone into talking about what's happening from the Grand Bahama Port Authority standpoint. We still haven't gone into what's happening locally and talk about those things. We've touched on some stuff, but let's dive sort of deeper into it. Monday, we're going to have a great conversation also with Frederick McAlpine. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. We're going to have great conversations. Want you to be a part of it. Thank you for choosing to listen in and being able to participate with us here at the Foundation. We look forward to hearing greater from you as we continue to move forward, upward, onward, together, right here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, the Foundation. Have a beautiful day. We'll see you tomorrow. Godspeed, right here. Foundation. Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.